The Word of Prophecy Broadcast. In this hour of the world's greatest crisis, hear a unique revelation and message by Brother Ray Pringle, a man anointed to be a prophet of God. The voice of one crying in the wilderness, "Prepare ye the way of the Lord, make his path straight, as saith the prophet." And many of the children of Israel shall he turn to the Lord their God, and he shall go before him in the spirit and power of Elias, to turn the hearts of the fathers to the children, and the disobedient to the wisdom of the just, to make ready a people prepared for the Lord.
Welcome to Radio's Most Challenging Hour, the Word of Prophecy Broadcast, and I'm Brother Ray Pringle with a true prophetic message and revelation from the Scriptures of your Holy Bible, which is the Word of Almighty God. And I call your attention to this profound truth, ladies and gentlemen, that we have a dark and uncertain future before us, and only in your Holy Bible can you find the prophetic light to shine out into the terrifying spiritual darkness of the arising gathering storm of great violence and moral corruption that is arising swiftly upon us, that you can tell something about what the future holds here in this end-time generation. I pray today the Lord will truly give you ears to hear and a heart to understand this true prophetic message sent to you in Holy Ghost anointing out of the prophetic Scriptures of your Holy Bible. Well, we continue today the message that we've been on for a number of days, this great end-time phenomenon of prophetic fulfillment entitled, Russia Will Invade Israel in Our Lifetime. Well, ladies and gentlemen, the prophet Ezekiel foretold in Ezekiel chapters 38 and 39 of this great coming, wonderful fulfillment of prophecy that would happen here in our end-time generation. And he foretold us that Israel would be invaded by a mighty army in an attempt to overcome them in the latter years. Well, that's now, by an army that is the army of a mighty adversary. And the Bible calls that adversary Gog, and he lives in the land and rules in the land of Magog. Well, according to history, that is Russia, or the Soviet Union, as it has been called. Well, God has promised to divinely intervene and save Israel through a miraculous deliverance. But in this great scripture found in your Holy Bible, in Ezekiel, the 38th chapter, here's what God says, "You'll come from thy place out of the north parts." That's talking about Russia. In almost every nation north of Israel is part of Russia, or it was in the Soviet Union, or is one of the Arab nations in the Union of Arab States. Well, we find here in the scriptures, the prophetic scriptures declare that Persia will be one of Russia's allies. And Persia anciently included where Iran is geographically, where Iraq, Syria, and Afghanistan. Also, the scriptures mention that Ethiopia, Libya, Gomer, and the house of Togarmah will be with Russia, or Gog, the ruler of Magog, in this great end-time invasion of the land of Israel. Well, that's nothing new. Israel has been the object of the hatred of Russia, well, especially the Soviet Union and the communists in particular, and also she is greatly hated of her Arab neighbors. Well, this unholy alliance of the communist nation of Russia with the Muslim nations that are in the Middle East and North Africa, it soon will be formalized and realized by the pressures of economic and political factors now polarizing Israel's ancient enemies in the Middle Eastern part of this world we live in. Well, the scriptures continue to say in Ezekiel 38, after many days thou, Gog, shall come, and thou shalt visit Israel in the latter years. Thou shalt come into the land that is brought from the sword and is gathered out of many people against the mountains of Israel, which have been always waste, but is brought forth out of the nations, and now they dwell safely. And said, you shall ascend. That's talking about Gog and his allies in that mighty army, that you'll ascend and come like a storm. You'll be like a cloud to cover the land, you and all your armies, and many people will be with thee. And you'll come up against my people of Israel as a cloud to cover the land. It shall be in the latter days, and the heathen will know me, that I will be sanctified in thee, O Gog, before their eyes. That's found in that wonderful prophecy of Ezekiel in chapter 38, verses 8 through 16. Well, ladies and gentlemen, we can see here and understand very clearly that there is a mighty confrontation between God and the spirit of Antichrist that will stir up this great opposition to God's favored nation of Israel. It's an unholy alliance. Persia is prophetically mentioned as a co-conspirator with Russia against Israel in this end-time invasion. Anciently, its empire included all the Middle Eastern nations, which really included Israel also. And you read that in the Bible, especially in the book of Esther, chapter 1, verses 1 and 2. Well, very subtly, Russia is going to use her Arab allies who hate Israel as her surrogates to facilitate an easy occupation of the Arabian oil fields. And Sheba, the Bible says, will be in a confrontation mood there. Sheba and Dedan, that's Arabia. And Libya will be on the side of Russia. But it shows that there are Muslim nations that will not be allied with Russia, supposedly, or as we think from the Bible description and geographically of these nations in past time, that Saudi Arabia and Egypt will not be allied with this communist and Muslim conspiracy to destroy Israel. Well, when Gog and Magog, her allies, come up against Israel, God said he's going to divinely intervene. Surely in that day, the scripture continues to say, there will be a great shaking in the land of Israel. Now notice, ladies and gentlemen, it says in the land of Israel. That's where this geographically will occur. So that the fishes of the sea, the fowls of the heaven, the beasts of the field, and all creeping things that creep upon the earth, and all men that are upon the face of the earth shall shake at my presence. Well, he's talking about the earth and the around the mountains of Israel. And they'll be thrown down, and the steep places will fall. And every wall will fall to the ground. And every man's sword will be against his brother. And God said, I'll plead against Gog and his band with pestilence and with blood, and I'll rain upon him and with his people an overflowing rain and great hailstones and fire and brimstone. That's in Ezekiel 38, 19 through 22. And God continues to say in this great destruction of these great armies that have come up to destroy the Holy Land, God said, thus will I magnify myself and sanctify myself, and I will be known in the eyes of many nations. See, God is going to prove to many nations that he is still in charge of this world. And we're turning out humanists and atheists at an alarming rate. And he said, many nations, they're going to know that I am the Lord. That's Ezekiel 38 and verse 23. Then he continues. He said, I'll make my holy name known in the midst of my people Israel. See, God's going to be magnified in the Gentile nations, but he's going to make his holy name known in the midst of his people Israel, who are also skeptical of the Holy Scriptures. There's not very many Orthodox Jews over there. Most of them are those liberal Jews that don't even believe the Bible. But God's going to make himself known in this great Holocaust that happens right there near Jerusalem. And he said, I won't let them pollute my holy name anymore. And the heathen shall know I'm the Lord, the Holy One of Israel. The heathen. Well, in the Bible terminology, the heathen's talking about the Gentiles. That's you and me, mostly, ladies and gentlemen. That's in Ezekiel 39 and verse 7. Well, communist and Russian power is going to be broken before the Antichrist can gain world power. And that's one of the great primary reasons of this great invasion is to break the power of the Muslim world and the communists that have sworn to destroy Israel so the Antichrist can rise to world power. Now going on, 5/6 of Russia's armies will be destroyed. And God says, I'll turn thee back and leave but the sixth part of thee, that great army of Russia and her Muslim allies. And I'll cause thee to come from the north parts. I'll bring thee upon the mountains of Israel, and you'll fall on the mountains of Israel, thou and all thy bands. Ezekiel 39, verses 2 through 4. Ladies and gentlemen, hundreds of thousands of foreign troops will be slain in Israel as God pours out rain, hailstones, fire and brimstone, and a great earthquake that will cause walls to fall. And these soldiers will turn one on another in that great darkness and in the great, well, that great shaking there in which they are absolutely bewildered and they panic and turn on each other. And the survivors, God says, the survivors of this great army of invaders, 1/6 will remain. They'll have a dynamic testimony of God's intervention, which they will tell in their own countries and to the world. Ladies and gentlemen, God's going to show the humanists, the communists, the Muslims, and all other rebels that he's very much alive and still in control of this world, and that all men shall fear him and serve his son, Jesus Christ, or perish. Oh, thank God for this great visitation in which God will make himself known to the heathen and to Israel throughout this world. Well, it's going to take Israel 7 years to clean up their land of these of the military equipment of this great army of invaders that have been greatly airlifted into their country. That's Ezekiel 39, 12 through 14. Then the scripture continues to tell us that tourist trade and travel in Israel will flourish as people from all over the world, they come to see what God did to the communist and Arab armies by his great judgments. That's found in Ezekiel 39, verse 11 through 15. Well, in this great passage of scripture, the word is used passengers, which is another word for tourist. And they'll come from all over the world to go and photograph and see this great judgment of God that will magnify God in the eyes of all the nations of the world. Ladies and gentlemen, these Arabs and Russians, they hate Israel. But I'll tell you one thing, God is going to get glory out of this great invasion, and the greatest part is going to be that he's going to spare 1/6 of those invading soldiers. And they're going to see the judgment of God. And they're going back home and tell in their nations what God Almighty did on the nations of Israel in destroying that great army. And there was no intervention from the U.S. or Israel or any other of the Western nations. Thank God that God is going to get back in business. And ladies and gentlemen, this great prophetic fulfillment is right at hand. Shall we pray? Father, grip our hearts in the message of your word with its power and persuasion, which is the truth. And I pray the truth will turn us, O Lord, to the knowledge of what you're about to do in this great world. And in this nation of ours, I pray the Holy Ghost will grip our hearts in this message, that we will begin to see and understand the works of God he's doing here in this end time to break the pride of man's power that have become defiant against his word. We ask it in Jesus' name. And amen. This is Brother Ray Pringle. And our mailing address, ladies and gentlemen, is Word of Prophecy Fellowship, Post Office Box 10200, Jacksonville, Florida, 32207. I pray that you will write us a letter this week and stand with us with your faithful support. If you'd like to have this message complete in print, you write us, it'll be mailed to you without cost or obligation. But I pray that some of you will mail us a liberal offering. And until the next broadcast, may God grip your hearts in this message with his power and persuasion is our prayer for every one of you.